B had added the small, hardy children's ponies to occupy the colder pastures halfway up the down. Eleanor had schooled doubtful hacks into safe rides for a lady and had sold them at a profit. And now that the manor was a boarding school, she was teaching others to ride at a very respectable price per hour. Eleanor is very late, isn't she?
Is she out with La Parslow? Simon asked.
The Parslow girl, yes.
The unhappy horse has probably dropped dead.
Simon got up to take away the soup plates and to help out the meat course from the sideboard. And Bea watched him with critical approval. At least she had managed not to spoil Simon, and that, given Simon's selfish charm, was no small achievement. Simon had an air of appealing dependence that was quite fallacious, but it had fooled all and sundry since he was in the nursery. Bea had watched the fooling process with amusement and something that was like a reluctant admiration. If she herself had been gifted with Simon's particular brand of charm, she felt she would in all likelihood have made it work for her as Simon did. But she had seen to it that it did not work with her.
It would be nice if a coming of age had something like bridesmaids, Ruth observed.